Okay, I can't get into too much more trouble since I already ruined Kanakagelt. Let me also mention that there is no known connection to gambling. This is one of the fanciful kind of like, let's have a custom that we do and we'll make up a reason for it later. So one of the arguments for Kanakagelt is that you need it for gambling. Also not such a thing that's big in the Jewish tradition. But the gambling is because the Jews, says the legend, would pretend to be gambling when the Greek soldiers walked by so that they would think the kids were just playing, but in reality they were actually studying and this was a cover. That's where we get the idea, as the theory goes, of the dreidel, which is an iconic Jewish top that is labeled with these four Hebrew letters, which read Nes Gadol Haya Sham. There was a great miracle there. Beautifully in Israel, they are not printed that way. They say Nes Gadol Haya Po, that there was a great miracle that occurred here. The letters Shin, Hey, Gimel, and Nun. It is unfortunately, if you're a big fan of the dreidel and gambling with the dreidel, this is not from a Jewish source. It actually comes from a medieval game that goes back to the 1500s. The German letters are actually identical, that the letters on a German topple is nicht halb ganz und stell ein, which means if it lands on the N, you get nothing. If it lands on the H, you get half. If it lands on the G, you get everything. And if it lands on the S, you have to put one more coin in. Does that sound familiar? Probably. Probably. But I don't want you to think that this is somehow accidental, because we have this deep idea in the Jewish tradition that Ein Mikra Be'olam, there is no such thing as coincidence in the world, that all of these things are somehow connected. It's made explicit by the great thinker Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler, for example. If you'll note in the liturgy regarding Hanukkah, there's a reference to Bayamim Ha'Heim Bazman Hazeh, in those days, but in this time, in other words, in our time. And Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler and others point out that in Jewish philosophy, time is like a gyre, like a spiral, like some kind of coil, and that we go around in circles, and maybe it's an expanding gyre, but we go around in circles and we eventually come back to the same point that we were at a long time ago, and on a calendrical rhythm as well. So it's not at all ironic that the holiday of Hanukkah, which is so much associated with defending religious individualism, is assailed every year by an overwhelming tide of assimilationism. And that the struggle of Yehuda HaMakabi and the Hasidim to defend Jewish particularism and the Jewish way of thought, Jewish way of practice, Jewish way of life, against an overwhelming global tidal wave of sameness, of fit in, of be like everyone else. That's the same struggle that we have today. And so, with that thought, I want to wish you a lichtig and Chanukah. I hope you found this lecture useful. Thanks very much for watching.